First Perek Avech and third Mishnah. Goyses vayotzi l'harek loy nidel v'loy nerach. Person who is in his last breaths and a person who is about to be killed by the Beis Din, you cannot evaluate him because and give the money to Hekdesh because he has no going rate. No one would pay any money to have such a servant who won't last. And Erechen is a bigger chiddush because Erechen goes by the date, how old he is, nothing to do with his health situation. But it says v'hemidu v'ericho. It has to be somebody that you could stand up and evaluate him. And these people, the cases for sure you can't stand up or can't stand, and the one who has to be taken out to be killed also is not considered somebody that you can just keep him there and take time to assess it. Rav Chanina ben Akavim nerech mitnei shadamu k'suvim. He says that no, as far as giving his erech, since it's a specific amount for that age, so whatever age he is, we'll give the erech. But avaleinu nitim mitnei shadamu k'suvim. But to give his value, we can because he doesn't have a set value, and b'emet he doesn't have any value. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer neider umarech umaktish. You can make a neder, and you can make an erech, and it can also be maktish. Even though he's supposed to be killed, but he's still, as long as he's alive, he's responsible for his actions. If he did cause any damages, then he has to pay.